Margaret Walsh from MABS. Margaret, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Domi. Thanks very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. I suppose, Margaret, we'll plough a well-trodden furrow for a couple of minutes. If you could just outline maybe the work that MABS do first, and then we'll talk about the reason for your visit today.
No problem at all. So MABS is, stands for the Money Advice and Budgeting Service, and we're a nationwide organisation that we basically work with people who are in debt or who are at risk of getting into debt. So we would support them in a number of various ways. So if somebody is in any sort of arrears on their mortgage, on their rent, on their utilities, loans or debts, we would have a chat with them, have a look at their incomings, their outgoings, we'd maximise their income. So we'd look at from start to finish at what somebody is taking in, what they're spending their money on, and maybe what they can afford to pay to their creditors. And sometimes we get people who aren't in debt but might be at risk of getting into debt. So we would certainly give them a lot of advice and hints and tips on budgeting your money and how to avoid getting into debt. So we cover a wide spectrum of topics, really. Anything to do with debt and financial difficulty, we would certainly have a look at. And we also then would work in partnership with lots of different other organisations. So if we can't help you, if you have a query, we would certainly point you to other organisations who may be able to help you. I'm based in North Dublin MABS. I'm here in the Coolock office, and we have offices, six offices throughout North Dublin. But we do cover, it is a countrywide service as well. So, but in North Dublin, we have, which probably be the gist of most of your listenership, I would imagine. So we would have ourselves here in Coolock. We have an office in Dorset Street. We have an office in Swords, an office in Blanchardstown, an office in Finglas, and an office in Ballymun. So we cover the whole north side of Dublin.
And an excellent service you provide as well, Margaret. Now, I'm going to split, we'll say, the interview or the chat into two sections, if you don't mind.
No,
first of all, Margaret, can you, because it's quite obvious due to the fact that you're talking to me today that you are carrying on and MABS are continuing throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. So can you tell me how you had to change operations in order to cope with the new norm, as it's called?
I know it's been a strange time for everybody, and you know, that's kind of an important message I want to get across to people. Maybe people who may have heard me before and may think that MABS aren't there. The important message is we are certainly here. We are here in ever changing ways, actually, and like everybody, whether you're working, whether you're not working, unfortunately, we've all had to adapt and change the way we do things, and we're no different than anybody else, any other organisation or any individual, even myself at home. We've had to adapt and change to everything, really. So we're here. That's a big, big message, and we're here in different ways, but the support and the advice and the information maintained is the same. That's the important thing. So basically, the only difference, and it is a difference, and I'll admit it's a difference, but it's an understandable difference, is at the minute, currently as I'm talking to you, we can't deal with people face to face, which is, people can understand and appreciate that at the minute. But we are, I'm talking to you from my office here. We are in our offices, but we're not dealing with people face to face in the offices. But the way we're interacting with people is we're talking to people via email, via post, and also obviously on phones. We're taking our Zoom with a lot of people over the phone. Now we've introduced a few different things. And the big thing and the big pointer for people to touch base with is our helpline. We have a fantastic helpline, and their number is 076-107-2000, and they are there Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. To answer any of your calls or queries. We also have a fantastic website, which has been enhanced recently with a number of different elements added onto it, which I'll explain to you now in a few minutes. But the website is simple enough. It's mab.ie. We've added, adapted and changed on that as well. So it's very user-friendly. We actually have a COVID live feed section. So we keep it up to date and live. And we have a number of different social media context. I'm getting to grips with it all myself now, to be honest with you. So we have a live feed, which we basically update you with all things COVID-19, in particular, obviously, your finances. We also have a blog, a MABS blog. So if people go onto our website, there's a fantastic MABS blog there. And a number of our money advisors have done Trojan work in doing the blog, covers so many different things, you know, dealing with your creditors, managing on a reduced income, you know, mortgage payment queries, money advice during this time. So there's a number of different blogs which are great. They're very user friendly and they're really, really readable. We also have, as I said, the MABS feed, up to date blog. We also have a Facebook page, which is fantastic, and all the information on the blogs and all are on that as well. And we also have a MABS Twitter page. So we're trying to keep as much as we can, you know, up to the minute and up to date to give people up to the minute information. So, you know, all the information and all of that can be found at our website or on Twitter and Facebook. And we also have Instagram, that people can follow us. And the link there is @MABSinfo. So perhaps maybe at the end of the show, you wouldn't mind putting a link to our website. And in that way, then people, if you want to get onto our website, if you can't remember, you know, it's hard to start to take in everything. But if you wanted to find out how to contact us on any of our social media platforms, it'll be on our website. Another thing we've also adapted, which is, you know, sometimes you change things for negative, but sometimes positive things can come out of it. We also were with this MABS chat. So if you, again, go onto our website, you can type in a question and we have dedicated money advisors who will give you answers there and then to your query. Or if it's a weekend, we're not on it at the weekend, but come back, somebody will be back to you on the Monday with an answer for your query. So maybe, you know, some people don't like maybe talking over the phone or don't want to contact over the phone. And that's fine. This MABS chat, you just, you know, you type in whatever your question is and you will get an answer. You'll be guaranteed to get an answer from one of our trained money advisors. So that's proving we hadn't had that pre-COVID-19, to be honest with you. And it's something we introduced to try and, you know, help people in every way we can. And that is proving to be really successful. And we're getting a lot of people contacting us that way, which is great, you know.
And I've spoken to other organisations during this, Margaret, and it's a question I've asked. Now, you've kind of half answered it there for me, but have you come across and are you doing stuff now that when all this is over, you look at it when you sit down in the round and talk about it and suss it out and you say, we're definitely going to keep that. That's a brilliant innovation. We're not going to get rid of that because things are back to normal.
Yes, I mean, back to whatever normal will be, I think things will probably never for any of us go back to exactly the way they were, you know. But sometimes, like I said, change and adaptation can bring out new learning and new ways of dealing with things and coping with things. Yeah, from I suppose, we had a lot of online platforms as it was, but I think it's seeing how eager people are embracing that side of our service and the live chat, how people are embracing that. It definitely has shown us that there is a cohort of people out there, more and more, who are contacting us that way and are quite happy to deal with things that way. They maybe want to deal with things themselves and just want pointers in a certain direction. And that's fantastic. We would always encourage that. You know, if you can help yourself through looking at the information, the wealth of information on our website, that's great. But we are still there though for people, you know, and there are a lot of people who don't use those platforms. Never have and maybe never will or don't have access to the internet or don't, you know, so I just want to make sure that, you know, those people are aware that there are other ways to contact us. Pick up the phone and contact us. You know, in our offices, if on our website, it gives you a breakdown of each office, our office here in Coolock, all the local offices. So even sometimes people don't want to ring a helpline. They want to ring an office. And we're here in our offices. We're answering the phones. So, as I said, I don't want, you know, one part is great. It's great to embrace social media. And that is definitely something we will be, we have enhanced and we will be keeping because it's working great. But we also won't be throwing the baby out with the bathwater. We'll be maintaining the service that we had to the people maybe who don't have access to that sort of technology and, you know, and aren't up to the minute with Facebook and Twitter or whatever. And that's fine as well. So, you know, and please God, there will come a time when we will be able to have face-to-face interaction with people. We don't know at the moment when that will be, but hopefully down the line. But in the meantime, we're here and we've the old ways of communicating with people, as I said, like, you know, post, you know, email. Email is working out great as well. And the phone. Sometimes people like to hear a voice at the end of the phone. And, you know, we're doing it that way. And I mean, I suppose all the things that we sort of were looking at that we never used before, even, you know, from social media, of having meetings via Zoom or whatever platform that you can, where you know, you don't have to meet people. There's so many different things emerging from this and ways of operating and changes that as I said, the way I think every organization going forward are going to be working will probably have a lot of elements of what we had already, but there definitely will be changes that we will keep 100%, yeah.
And Margaret, has it thrown up any unusual problems that you haven't encountered before? Other than the fact of people not being able to go into the office and talk face to face to you, but I mean, has this thrown up financial problems that I presume you have met every kind of financial problem at this stage, have you?
Well, I'm in MABS over 20 years, so I wouldn't say I've met every, because I'm always open to finding something new, and I'm sure there are debts and a thing, but it is. I've never. I mean, I worked here obviously when the crash happened, and obviously that happened very quickly. But it happened over the space of a couple of months, whereas this literally, you know, from relatively overnight, it hit everybody, and it's hitting so many people. You know, and again, the positive thing at the moment are, you know, we do have the likes of the payment breaks on the holiday, on the mortgages being provided. We do have the likes of the current hold on evictions and rent increases. We do have the moratorium on utility disconnections. They all came into play very quickly, which didn't happen during the crash. Now, obviously, on the flip side of that, though, and that's another important message is to people, is they will all come to an end at some point. And so it's really important that I know a lot of people's incomes are reduced, but it's really important to keep, if you can at all, maintaining paying your rent, maintaining paying as much as you can to your mortgage, maintaining putting money into your gas, your electricity, because you know, the worst thing somebody could do would be to think, oh, well, I don't have to pay anything to any of these now for 3 months. If you're using gas, you're using electricity, your rent will still be due at some point. It's really important that you're not caught off on the back foot in 3 or 6 months' time when some of these moratoriums end and they're coming back and you have an ESB or a gas bill. Because don't forget, you're still using the ESB and the gas, or the electricity and the gas. So you will be getting a bill to reflect the amount you're using. So that will be just a little bit of a concern that people are making sure that, I know it's very hard when your income is reduced, but when you're trying to budget, we have a blog, a couple of blogs on managing your finances, dealing with a budget. They're all on our MABS website. So I really recommend people have a look at that. We have, you know, spending diaries. We have budget sheets. We have all that there because it is important that people sort of, you know, because I think a lot of people are in shock, don't need to be honest with you. I think sometimes people still, even at this stage, and I know it was what, 12, 13, I can't remember the date of the lockdown, but whatever date it was, you know, time is moving on now. And I think there was definitely a sense of shock. And that may have made people maybe freeze everything and not pay anything and go into panic mode. And if that has happened to you, you know, please don't panic now, but just think to yourself, okay, look, I haven't been paying this, but now I need to start thinking of making those payments now.
And Margaret, that throws up two questions, very obvious ones, but I'm going to ask them anyway. Number one, are you dealing with a lot of people that you haven't dealt with before because of this and because so many people are in the same boat? And number two, are you looking down the road and predicting that maybe there might be a tsunami of people coming to MABS between this and the end of the year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there is not a high volume of people. We're busy, but there's not a huge volume of people to reflect the volume of people that have lost their jobs. And that's worrying because our people who are temporarily maybe laid off. That's slightly worrying because I would imagine that, again, maybe there is a little bit of a sense of shock there. And maybe, you know, I do feel that when, you know, moratoriums come are off on mortgage payments or on rent increases or on evictions, we are going to get a tsunami of people. And I do think, why wait to be part of that tsunami? If you're feeling to yourself, okay, I'm on moratorium on my mortgage, I have a payment break for 3 months, please God, you'll be back in your job, and that's fantastic. But if you feel, you know, I don't actually know if I'm going to be back in that job or not, now might be a better time to say, you know what, I'm going to touch base with MABS, have a chat with them now, rather than waiting to when there are thousands of other people all trying to contact us at the same time.
And Margaret, before I let you go, for people who are in that position, let us know again how they can contact you.
Okay, so they can contact our helpline, which is 076-107-2000. They can contact our website, go into our website, which is mabs.ie. They can contact us on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram at mabsinfo. Or if they go onto our website, that information will be on our website. They can do the virtual chat on our website. They can contact, the list of all our local offices is also on our website, which is mabs.ie. The number for the office here in Coolock is 076-107-2290. And all the local offices will have their own little numbers as well, individual numbers. So there's a myriad of ways to get in touch with us. And all that information is also on that website, mabs.ie. So I'd nearly make that your port call. The helpline number is on it, all our numbers are on it, and the links to all the social media platforms are on it.
Margaret Walsh, MABS, in the north side, in the Civic Centre on the north side of Dublin, just down the corridor from us. Margaret, thank you so much for joining me on the Monday edition of Northside Today. It has been most informative.
You're more than welcome, Donnie. Thanks very much.